Okay, we talked a little bit about
Jameis. Go ahead.
My man Jameis, who somehow, Maz, wouldn't you think if you got arrested for stealing $32 in crab legs that it might take you, I don't know, month and a half to get to court, and then if you got community service, wouldn't that take, what, a couple or 3 weeks to get that done if you got 20 hours of community service? I mean, court, when you commit a crime like that, not that it's a horrible, horrible crime, but it doesn't usually encompass like a two-week period. It drags. I mean, the court says the wheels of justice move very slowly, do they not?
They always move quicker for athletes. Same as doctor appointments, same as getting your results back.
But isn't
same
this,
as everything.
Isn't this a little ridiculous? He just did this. Didn't he just do this like 2 weeks ago?
Not even. It was a week ago.
That's what I thought.
It was a week ago.
I thought maybe we heard 4 days later or something, but it was.
No.
I mean, we were talking about it on the show like a week ago. He's already done with his community service.
And I said that to myself. I'm like, man, that was a quick 20 hours he put in, too. Where's he finding the time to put in a quick 20 hours like that?
Good question. Because the thing was, Mike Martin, the Florida State baseball coach, said that he could come back and play as soon as he finished his community service. So, whoa, what do you know? They somehow get it all done within a week of virtually committing the crime.
How about the rape case? That went quick, too. That went quick.
That never went anywhere. But,
right.
I mean, he never talked to the cops. He never spoke to the police. He had to go to baseball practice when they first asked him. And then when baseball practice was over, somehow some attorney was involved by then who called the Tallahassee police and said, he's not going to talk to you.
It's always good news when the college student has a lawyer.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
He's all lawyered up already.
Well,
everything moves quick for them, Drew.
Yeah, you're right.
Us
it's all different, isn't it?
Us schlubs, it just it takes its time.
Well, let's see if we can find out if he was actually doing any work. I don't know. I mean, I almost feel like these people would cover for him, but give it a shot. You got 20 hours at the YMCA.
Oh, really? He played some hoops, too. You know he played hoop at the Y.
I have my suspicions. What?
This was a phone
line. The f*** is the Y hanging up the phone for?
Maybe that's Jameis doing his community service. Just picking up the phone and hanging up.
Probably. Except he's supposedly done. Hello? Oh, nice YMCA. Hello? Is this the Y? I'm sorry, we just tried to call a minute ago and something happened on the phone, disconnected. It's Drew and Mark calling. We're on Sports Radio 105.1, and we were assigned to self-check the James Winston community service and just find out exactly what he did there, if there's somebody who could talk to us.
Sure, hold on just a second.
Thank you.
Have you heard about our active older adults?
We're self-assigned.
It's a pretty good line.
Friday of the month.
It's true.
Yeah, it's absolutely true.
Wait, why don't they have hold music?
About them when we take your call.
There's only one song they should have as hold music.
Oh, of course. God, that's so easy. Duh. We'll just call her back when we're done with whoever.
Oh, maybe whoever. I've been assigned to find out why YMCA isn't their hold music.
It's crazy. Hello?
With the YMCA, may I help you?
Ray, is it Ray Perkins?
Purvis,
I'm sorry, Ray. It's Drew and Mark calling Sports Radio 105.1, and we were just calling to check on the... You guys had hosted Jameis Winston there for his community service, and we've been asked to find out exactly what he did for the 20 hours, and if he indeed fulfilled. Were you guys happy with his performance there?
Yeah, he did fine. He did 16 hours of his community service with us, and my understanding is he's done... another 4 hours with another agency. But he spent 16 hours at our Northwest YMCA, and by all accounts from the staff and members there, he handled himself well. He was friendly with our members. He performed all the custodial duties that we asked of him, and we were glad to see him be able to discharge those responsibilities and get back on track.
He didn't take anything, did he?
Nope, not at all. He was an exemplary person the whole time he was there and just did a good job for us.
Okay, there were some real naysayers out there who were saying, there always are, suggesting that he was signing autographs and stuff instead of doing work. And, you know, so naturally just wanted to see what you thought, obviously. You feel he did some good work there.
Yes, we feel like he accomplished what we asked him to do, and you know, certainly we look forward to him being able to kind of get back on the straight and narrow and get back on the football field.
Now, did he sign any autographs or take pictures before or after the community service was completed?
He may have. I wasn't there, so I couldn't verify that either way.
Ray, you didn't get a picture with him doing the Heisman pose?
I was out of town, my friend. Sorry.
Oh, bummer.
But that's okay. I mean, he's completed the service. I don't think it's really a problem.
Oh, not at all.
As long as he was treated.
Except Ray didn't get one.
Yeah.
Nope.
That doesn't seem right.
He's fine, and we appreciated him coming to the Y, and the YMCA is all about youth development, and so this is one way we can support the community.
And you felt like he got something out of it?
Well, you'd have to ask him that. I think that it was an opportunity for him to own up to a mistake and say to the community, I'm moving forward. So I think he did that.
That's great. We had another question. We were on hold briefly, and your hold music was not YMCA. What's up with that?
I don't know. Sometimes the village people aren't the folks that we want representing our Y, but it is a great song and known by a lot of people. So,
They seem like they're pretty in shape, dudes.
They seem like they're good dudes. They had a band. They wouldn't let the Clippers play YMCA until Donald Sterling was banned by the NBA, and now it's been reinstated.
Yeah, dude, they stand for something too. So.
That's a whole other brouhaha to get into. That's a mess out there in L.A.
Mr. Oh, you're not kidding.
Mr. Perkins, how much do you absolutely hate that song?
Let's just say I've heard it more times than I care to. So.
It'd be really funny if were you ever in the Navy too, Mr. Perkins?
I wasn't in the Navy.
Okay.
But no,
what if he was in the Navy, worked at the YMCA, and was a macho man? He couldn't escape.
A little too coincidental.
Yeah, well, if you work at the YMCA, I would imagine anytime you tell someone that, they're probably about one out of three says,
I know that song, YMCA.
Absolutely.
That sucks.
It's sung at YMCA camps around the world. So.
Oh, boy. That's pretty rough. Well, hey, you've been a sport. Thanks a lot for the time. We really appreciate your honesty.
No problem. You have a good day.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Never nervous purpose.
No autograph, huh? No picture? No nothing. Probably, so if I come in there and I go through your office, I'm not going to find anything. Come in there and go through your phone, I'm not going to find any pictures, huh?
I bet you his Facebook updated cover photo from Ray Perkins is a picture.
It's Purvis.
Purvis. Ray,
should we look up Ray Purvis's Facebook and see if there's a giant picture?
Never nervous Purvis.
What if there's just a big picture of him with
Where's this ad again? This wasn't in Tallahassee, was it?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, the Y is.
Because he's from Alabama, so I didn't know if it was by his home.
Well, the Publix was in Tallahassee.
It was.
So.
Oh, okay.
Ray Purvis. Watch this guy be on Facebook with a huge photo.
He hates the village people, and he hates Purvis Ellison. People call him Never Nervous Purvis. And reality is he has a major anxiety disorder.
You know this YMCA was one big ass-kissing session. I bet this guy did nothing but sign all day.
Of course. He made me empty a trash can or two.
Oh, my God. He looks
pretty intense.
Harvard.
Did he really? Well, I don't see him kissing anybody or anybody's ass in the picture.
I almost jokingly brought this up about him not getting a photo. He went to University of Florida.
Oh,
so he might hate Jameis Winston. Maybe put him through the ringer.
He just killed
Winston,
him.
Get in that dumpster and clean it out.
He pulled a hamstring. He was working so hard.
His shoulders ripped.
I wonder about those other 4 hours, though. Didn't say he did it 4 hours somewhere else here.
Yeah.
Says the reigning Heisman Trophy winner mopped, swept, cleaned gym equipment and other janitorial work at a YMCA in Tallahassee for 5 hours a day. Wait a second. He said he worked 4 hours a day.
Yeah.
If he worked 5 hours a day, he'd either have 15 or 20 hours.
Yeah.
Like I said, he had 16 and
Purvis.
Did four somewhere else. Come on, Purvis. Get the math straight.
Oh, well. He's free and clear.
Best data we can get, I guess.
And he ate the crab legs, too. So.
Yeah.
So what does that break down to? How much was it? $32?
Yeah, $32 for 20 hours of work.
Yeesh.
Yeah. Pretty rough. Pretty rough deal for him. Although, who knows how many autographs he signed and got paid for.
Under the table. Good. I hope he did.
That is a sports radio exclusive. No one else talking to the YMCA where Jameis Winston worked so hard.